Did it. It's a blessing today to be in the house of the Lord. It's a blessing to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. A lot of people don't know him as their personal Savior. But I thank God I know him as my personal Savior. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, Lord, I love you so much. Amen. It's a blessing to have the love of God in your heart. Amen. So we are so blessed. But we're going to look here. I want you to get, for me, Genesis, the third chapter. Let's wait on Genesis. Amen. Let's get Acts, the fourth chapter, and the 32nd verse. Hallelujah.
Man.
Thank you, Lord. And read that for me.
And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common.
See, we got to have all things common. If we want to be healed, our minds got to be focused on the healing that God want to give. Somebody say hallelujah. So we got to have all things common. You know, the reason that the Lord is not moving in churches like he want to now is because everybody don't have all things common. They don't think the same way. They don't want to act the right way. Hallelujah. But a lot of us, amen, if we would stop lying, we could have all things common. Have you ever been around a liar? They tell one lie, another lie, then another lie. Every lie covering the lie. Have you had children like that? Oh, my God. Help them, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Amen. But let's look over here now. You got to have all things in common. Let's look at Acts, the second chapter, 43rd verse.
And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
See, God wants to start working miracles. He wants to start now intervening in our lives, amen, to help us to acquire what God wants us to have. But we got to have all things common. Hallelujah. Some sat in the church and they said, well, I believe what she say, but I don't believe that. I believe what the assistant pastor preached, but I don't believe all that. I believe what the Sunday school teacher said, but I don't believe all that. They believe some of it, but they don't believe all of it. And God give us a mind so that we can feel the way we want to feel. Think. But we're supposed to sift through that mind. It has to be filtered out. Some stuff you hear is not logical. It's not from God. Hallelujah. But fear, you know, God want to move now. And he want to work miracals. That 44th verse says,
and all that believed were together and had all things common.
You got to have all things common.
Read down. And sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need.
See, they were looking at the needs of God's people. See, everybody in here are not looking at the needs of God's people. A lot of you sit here, you could do more for the needs of the people of God and people that you don't even know that are far off. But you're selfish. Selfish. If it don't fit in your agenda, you ain't got time for it. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to church folks. But they want God to do everything for them. Let them get sick. They hollering, pray for me. But they don't do nothing to help nobody else. That's selfishness. Hallelujah. Ananias and Sapphira told a lie. How big a lie did Ananias and Sapphira tell? They told a lie. A lot of you sitting here right now won't pay tithes. You're selfish. You think about only what you need. Those are not yours. Hallelujah. There were some that was, some of the people at that time was very generous people in the church. We have some here that's very generous. Hallelujah. People who make great sacrifices, some of you make great sacrifices. So that many people, poor people, can be fed and seed about. But some of you don't do anything. You pay your tithes, you give your little offerings, but you don't give any alms to help anybody. We got to stop this. We got to learn how to help. Even if you're sick, you can do something. Hallelujah. Barnabas, for an example, his name means son of encouragement. He was the first one laid proceeds at the apostles' feet for the poor. Hallelujah. Y'all say hallelujah. God want to help you, but he can't help you until you find out where you are. Hallelujah. A lot of us, amen, we sick, we don't feel good, and we got to go to bed, and we got to take it easy. But people got to be fed. People got to be seen about. Jesus got tired, but Jesus kept on feeding the people. He kept on seeing about people. That's what we got to do. We got to keep on seeing about people. Hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. I'm going to get you today, every one of you. I've been a bully this morning. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to figure out how in the world we can say we love God. And see, your tithes help buy food to feed the hungry. Some of y'all prayed for you to get a check, and you got the check and you never gave no tithes. Never. Some of you paid tithes one time and ain't paid it no more. And I prayed that God will make a way out of no way for you. So you got that little disability check. Now I'm going to talk about it. You know I don't care. 2 Corinthians 11:3. See, I'll talk about it. I'll eat your fried chicken. And I'll pray for you, but I'll still talk about you. Hallelujah. You got it. You got the money going. And you made God some vows. God, if you help me to get this check started, I will do more for the kingdom. And somebody said, I didn't even say that. But you made God some kind of promise. Some of you say, I come to church. That's good enough. Let me tell you something. The tithes belong to